Okay, and welcome back. Time for our Monday Fukushima radiation report. Radiation that has already come to you. You just haven't seen it, smelled it, or touched it. It's been coming here for 5 years this March. Remember, they found, 5 or 6 days after the first Fukushima reactor blew, they found in New Mexico already radioactivity measurable. Now, if you've been watching the stories at the very top center column over on the right side is where our permanent Fukushima archive is kept, and you can scan that back as just about as far as you want. The stories are getting worse and worse and worse. Just put up one today about the enormous die-off of sea otters. They are dying so fast, people can't believe it. Let me see if I can find a quote here. I was looking for this. Hundreds and hundreds of sea otters have been found dead in the Ketchumak Bay area near Homer this year. That's, I assume, in Alaska. They are unable to figure it out. It is, as they say, an unsettling mystery, killing off some of Alaska's favorite furry animals. Well, they better get used to it. Here's another story. Unusually high numbers of sea otter deaths reported in Ketchumak Bay, same location but a different source. More recently, animals have appeared otherwise healthy and seem to have died very quickly, said Dr. Kerry Goetz. Dr. Goetz went on to say, it's scary to know there's something out there in the wild that we may or may not be able to do anything about. Remember, these animals are dying very quickly. Okay? What do you think it is, folks? Is it that they swim out and encounter some radiation and die? No. It's called bioaccumulation. They're eating and eating and accumulating and accumulating, and they get to a certain threshold, and they die. It's that simple. With us, as always, Yoichi Shimatsu from Hong Kong this time. You there, Yoichi?
Yeah, I am. Sad story about these otters, cute little animals. Eat mainly shellfish. Shellfish, as you know, filter out algae from seawater.
So they're loaded.
Massive amounts, actually. You know, they keep the waters pretty clear. So otters finally built, they hit the limits of toleration. And again, we have these heart problems, these heart seizures in marine mammals.
Correct.
As we've seen in seals, in sea lions. And we also see in humans, in Japanese, in the Japanese
They're dying in the high schools in Japan. The kids,
they're dying. They're just killing over sudden cardiac arrest. Very similar to what the otters are facing. The sudden, limit of toleration hit, and then suddenly see whole clusters of living organisms, whether mammals, sea mammals, or humans, start killing over and dying, and very quickly. It was very hard to save them. So the Japanese school system is trying to rush out these defibrillators, basically the devices that get your heartbeat going, again.
How are they going to save them? Even if they can use a defrib on them, how are they going to save them, Yoichi, when they're...
Well, it's hard because there's internal bleeding in the muscles of the heart, lungs, wherever you have very small capillaries. This is where you get the clotting that goes on. Radiation causes the clotting. And this is all documented, by the way. There are NIH, National Institutes of Health in the United States, studies on the effects of radiation on the heart system, because of many cancer patients, for example, if they get too much radiation in their therapy, too much is inserted, they will die also or suffer heart, seizures, sudden heart seizures.
Yeah.
So same problem. Right now, the rate among Japanese, this is the population half the size of the United States, of these cardiac arrests is 70,000 per year. Okay, 70,000 Japanese per year die of sudden heart seizures.
All ages, not just elderly people.
All ages, mainly the elderly, because you have a weaker heart there. They ingest a lot more food and so on. that would be radioactive, you know, the more exotic forms of food, seafood, so on. But children, they're not saying the full figure, but it's well over 1,000. So very unusual rate for primary school kids, high school sure. kids, to be just keeling over and dying of a heart attack. I mean, think back when you were a kid. How many children, you know,
died of heart attack.
How many kids, like, dropped dead on a basketball court or, you know, in the middle or anywhere? You know, very, very few, if any.
We're beginning to see it in high school football games over here. These kids are dying after getting hit. Nobody can figure it out.
Exactly. Playing on basketball courts. This is a radiation problem in the States. States is very well advanced by itself without the Fukushima crisis, but with the added... you know, a tipping point of Fukushima on the environment, in the air and the water, and just general exposure, you know, that one is getting. Very serious problem expanding now. And again, the government, the health ministries and all can attribute it to heart attack, but they won't tell you what is the cause. What is the cause of the heart failure? Yeah, they won't tell you that. And they know darn well.
Yeah, yeah.
They know darn well. They're not going to tell you. It's right there in the NIH.
They have to know. Like, these are PhDs. They're not stupid. They understand what's going on.
Autopsies are often performed. And, of course, the results get stuffed in the drawer because nuclear, anything nuclear, is a strategic issue covered under national security laws. And that's why we're having such a devil of a time fighting against this devil of nuclear national security, which is actually killing far more people around the world than, let's say, nuclear bombs hailing down from North Korea, Iran, or whatever, wherever.
Right.
Far more people are being killed by the homegrown nuclear energy, nuclear weapons development in the U.S. and Japan, and I will emphasize nuclear weapons development in Japan. Obviously, that's been going on, contributed to the whole Fukushima disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why 70,000 Japanese are just popping off every year, and the numbers are rising. So, obviously, we're not seeing this thing like peaking. It's growing. It's widening. Every year, there's been a new record in number of heart failure in Japan since 3/11. Before that, the trend was in decline. It's been in rise for the last 4 years, and we expect another boom this coming year.
Yeah, I agree. Let's
interesting.
You go ahead.
Well, what's interesting is that at the same time, Tokyo University's invented a bunch of full body scanners for children. They claim to have measured 2,700 children in the Fukushima area, residents of the Fukushima area, and said none of them show any sign of ingestion of cesium. And how is this to be? How is it? Well, first, let's just get to some of the dirty tricks. We discussed more than 4 years ago, when I said that the Japanese government, after Fukushima, they blocked the importation of all foreign radiation detection technologies from dosimeters.
Oh, you absolutely did. I remember that very well.
That? We talked with farmers groups. We're trying to get a larger, you know, detection system that would analyze specific isotopes. They were told point blank, none are going to be imported, are going to come through customs. We noted also, and I think the Fukushima workers, you know, we saw a whole spate of reports the first 2 years that dosimeters were rigged. We found out in the school dosimeters were rigged on
massive
children.
Scandal. Okay. Massive.
Yeah, calibration. The calibration was lowered purposely, intentionally.
Yep.
And we're talking about Tokyo University. That's a prime university medical school in Japan, totally linked with the government. This is part of the government elite system. It's something like Harvard or MIT, you know, put together.
Uh-huh.
These guys are obviously collaborating. Other problems, of course, most of the children, many of them actually had been evacuated from Fukushima, and they brought them into the study. In other words, kids who were pulled out within weeks went to Okinawa or Osaka. These were included in the study. So we have a dirty study already, a different cohort groups, you know, not just kids who stayed in Fukushima. Most of the children, and they don't give us a specific age range, they said up to 11 years of age, so they use the word children. But in fact, most were preschoolers. And what is the diet of preschoolers?
Wow.
Mainly foreign baby formula,
mm-hmm.
you know, baby formula
mm-hmm.
from the U.S. or Europe.
Yeah.
So obviously, they don't get the vegetables and fish and meat from Fukushima, right? are from that region. They're eating strictly foreign imported, and the mothers are very, very careful there. I've talked to them. These kids are very much like surrounded. You can't really talk to children there because they're so surrounded by the parents and teachers, especially the kindergarten and primary schools who are trying to protect these kids. But obviously, this was a selective group. Because remember I told you when I was there in that first year, in the first, right, it was a very hot summer after the Fukushima, because all the radiation in the air was heating the place up. The place was being cooked, you know, were being microwaved. All the children were forced to play outside in the school yards, you know.
I couldn't believe that. I could not believe it.
Dusty for hours in the hot sun, when you can see radiation sky, these weird effects in the sky, strange colors, you know, strange taste in your mouth, and the kids are outside. And the other problem, didn't I mention to you, was the massive amount of dust on the roadways because these dump trucks coming out of
back and forth, back and forth.
That without covers. And they're just passing by homes, passing by schools, restaurants,
just
everything.
Blowing dust, micro dust everywhere. Just amazing.
And I wore a mask. I told you I wore a mask most of the time when on those roads. But I was considered a very rude person, you know, because the idea is we should not remind people of the disaster by wearing a mask. Everyone should try to pretend that everything's normal. So all the kids were forced to walk to school or to their bus stop without face masks as these trucks are going by. And every time a truck would go by, there'd be this huge surge, and I've discussed in some of our articles I wrote for your site, surge of radiation. Yeah. There had to be inhalation of cesium, no doubt, and other isotopes, no doubt about it. Tokyo University is lying, just like every institution in Japan that's somehow connected with the government is pathologically lying and is participating in the mass murder of their own citizens and also the foreigners. Who are there? You know, the American servicemen, the business people are being lied to, lied to. And sadly, people want to be lied to. You know, this is a really sad thing is that
they'll do anything to embrace denial. They don't want to know. They don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. They don't want to know. But the statistics are damning. 70,000 deaths a year in Japan, half the population of the U.S., from heart seizure.
Wow.
In other words, people aren't just being murdered. They're part. Mm-hmm. You know, they're sort of they're implicating themselves in a suicide. It's a suicide murder that's going on. Terrible situation. Terrible.
All right.
Situation.
Let me let me bring on our other colleague and our associate Dana Durnford, who is standing by from Canada, British Columbia. Are you there, Dana?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Yoshi.
Hey there.
Good stuff. I got a lot of data on what you were talking about for later.
Yeah, good.
You real nailed it tonight. It does attack the heart. I was reading those articles a few hours ago.
Well, we want to hear about the otter situation up there. We haven't seen or heard much of your work about sea mammals.
One thing about the otters here, which is another example of the lying, the official institutional lying that is the bedrock of how the government and the states are dealing with this catastrophe. The USGS, California Sea Otter Stranding Network, they say the number of sea otter strandings in 2014 was the highest in history, 18 above the otters that were stranded in 2012. But here's the kicker. A stranded sea otter, what does that sound like to you? Oh, he's stuck up on a rock or something, right? No. A stranded sea otter is one that washes ashore dead or barely alive.
Well, let's hope none of us get stranded on some island or a beach. Oh, my gosh, you know. Robinson Crusoe, he was stranded, but we didn't hear that he washed up dead. He washed up pretty beat up, but he wasn't dead.
Well, that's the semantic war that's being played against us. It's really disgusting. Okay. Anyway, what about Japan and sushi? I've asked this before, but I want to know, are the sushi restaurants in Japan still doing a big business? They got to be.
Yeah, the prices are down because a large section of the population will not eat. They've dropped eating fish now because they know all kinds of fish are being smuggled in. And a good friend of mine just came back from Japan, and he said, you know, the situation is so bad now. The government has such got such a strong hand that even if you're on the Japan seacoast, you can't tell what a local fish is. The government basically is pushing radioactive fish all over the country, abroad to the U.S., to Hong Kong. That's why Taiwan and South Korea are trying to stop all of this.
Yeah,
but other countries
yeah.
are allowing it in. And beef, too. You know, there's a big scandal now in Hong Kong about Yoshinoya. It's the beef bowl, the Gyudon restaurant, very popular cheap place. But I heard, like, when I was in Japan back in December, they're putting Fukushima beef and Tohoku beef, radioactive beef, into their food. They're denying it. And they're growing vegetables, onions, cabbages, and rice 60 miles, 100 kilometers from the Fukushima nuclear plant. They're contracting with farmers. They're putting in their food. Hong Kong here, their branch is saying they're denying it. Oh, the radioactive stuff is only in Japan.
Right.
In other words, you got that, you know, the one in Hong Kong. Oh, we don't have radioactive food here at our chain here in Hong Kong. That's only in Japan.
Wow.
Is that an admission?
Yeah.
And we know they have been pushing. You see Kobe beef and all this stuff all over Thailand. Cheap. Yesterday, I was in a noodle shop in Hong Kong. Scallops, clams, dirt cheap, you know, like $3 for a bowl of these things. You know, you just can't get those prices for the last 30 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when you see prices like that, discounted seafood,
well,
discount beef,
then you know.
Stay away. It's yeah. from, you know, it's from northern Japan. It's radioactive.
Well, you know, they have got to have sick animals over there, but you don't hear about it here. I don't know if you hear about it there, but what they call it is a scary mystery illness, killing off animals,
yes.
quote, at such a rapid rate on the West Coast. Hundreds of marine mammals found dead in small areas. Something, says the government, is likely affecting the entire ecosystem. Well, I wonder what it possibly could be. They apparently have never heard of radioactivity or radiation and don't know anything about Fukushima. That's what they want us to believe. They know good and well exactly what's going on here. Exactly.
Well, from Dana's reports, if they're not being killed by radiation so far, they're dying of starvation because everything else is being killed by
radiation.
That's
right. There's no more scavenging fish out there to be had.
Yeah.
Even if they were able to eat anything, they're still bioaccumulating radioactivity. So it's going to get them one way or the other. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, sorry. Like you're saying, there's nothing out there for them to eat. If I was to do the trip again and not take any groceries with me and try to survive on the coastline, I would starve to death in a week. There's nothing there to eat for me, let alone the animals. My goodness.
You couldn't find anything, nothing?
Nothing, no. You would starve to death anywhere I went. And I made a conscious thought about that each day was, mm-hmm. can I, like, everything that on the coastline I could have fit, everything that I've seen in 15,000 miles and mm-hmm. 260 days, we could have fitted in the back of a transport truck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's gone.
That's horrific. Amazing.
I mean, you know, when you add it all up throughout the whole coastline, you probably put it in a stadium.
Yeah.
That's inconceivable, 26,000 islands. And, you know.
It is.
And there's no shortcut about it. That I just want to touch on, like Yoshi was asking earlier, real quick, before I forget, was that the sea otters were missing for most of the coastline, and a section of Vancouver Island did have them. They were young, mm-hmm. But I didn't see them anywhere else to the coastline. And so when I was reading that today, that really struck home, because I was saying to myself, how could they survive? You know, there was nothing there for them to survive on. And I got stunning footage of them. You know, you can hear them eating shellfish, like Yoshi was talking about.
All right.
Well, that would make sense, what Dana's saying, because,
yeah,
you know, the California on the North Pacific Current splits, it'll go past the Canadian coast before it reaches Alaska. So this crisis is now in Alaska, probably a year after or 18 months after the mm-hmm. major kill-off in Canada. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that does totally make sense in terms of the dynamics of the current, yeah.
What's going on with respect to the Olympics? Is anybody talking about the Olympics other than the usual rah-rah?
A lot of people are very negative. The government of Tokyo, the Metropolitan, has no money to sponsor the thing. The Japanese government is pushed very thin because there's a lot of military spending. So, the Brazil Olympics is coming up. That's also problematic. You know, sewage in the water. So hopefully that will begin to trigger the notion that environmental health is crucial for young athletes.
You know, you think there's a chance that you think there's a chance that Japan may beg out of it for some reason or another?
Well, they're not going to beg. Someone's going to have to, confront them. Uh-huh. And I think some Olympic committees, national Olympic committees and doctors groups are going to have to do that. I think a lot of people are waiting for the Brazil Olympics to be over before they deal
start
with
Japan.
The Tokyo.
Yeah.
But, all of my findings and again, I think it was Fukushima Diary that picked up a story in Japan of the increasing radiation in the rainfall over Tokyo, okay? Mm-hmm. So radiation levels, atmospheric, because these typhoons are crossing from the Pacific Trench, they're bringing in radioactive rain into Tokyo. So radiation levels are rising in Tokyo. It's clearly in the waters, lots of report about that. The other problem that, the other indicator we have of massive radiation off the coast of Japan is a threat to human health is that the U.S. aircraft carrier George Washington, a real new carrier, was sent back to the United States in September. And, you got to understand, it's basically Yokosuka Naval Base, which has got a huge maintenance crew. It was the home port of the USS Kitty Hawk. So they could fix anything that's wrong with the George Washington. It could have been fixed in Japan, except for the desalination system, the water desalination system. Yeah, it uses the heat from its own nuclear reactor to make fresh water from seawater. Well, it's been replaced. It took months. It took 3 months to replace the George Washington. The Ronald Reagan is over there, and Shinzo Abe was standing aboard the Ronald Reagan 2 days ago at a military exercise.
Huh.
And the Reagan, we know, he was there. This is really balls. This is like chutzpah, it's so ball-based.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Trumpetry here that he can sit on the deck of the Ronald Reagan when the crew, the former crew of the Reagan, are all dying and he's not paying any compensation, not admitting any of the problems. And we know, that desalination system poisoned everybody because the seawater could not filter out the radionuclide. So
what is the Reagan? What is the Reagan doing over there, Yochi?
They had to replace the George Washington. The George Washington's relatively new carrier. It was sent back to San Diego for refitting, which is ridiculous. But obviously it's because of the desalination system. There's so much radioactivity in the drinking water that it produces.
Sure.
They have to replace that whole darn system. And I suppose they're trying to figure a way to filter out radionucleotides, tritium. There's a lot of tritium in the water. So I expect the crew of the George Washington to have very similar problems as the Reagan. Not as intense and immediately, but over time we'll see. Many of those sailors, seamen. And then it's just an outrage, a travesty, that they get this rust bucket, the Reagan, which was completely gutted with radiation, to send it back to Japan and have American crew on there. No wonder Shinzo Abe is bored. He's so happy. American soldiers and sailors are dying. It's wonderful revenge for World War II. Wonderful revenge for Shinzo. I'm sure he felt very good. He felt like Darth Vader. Ah, they're all dead men. They're all skeletons here.
Unreal.
The Yanks are gone.
Unreal.
Yeah, it is unreal. It's unreal, this Obama administration. It's just, I don't know what to say. This is willful, really willful manslaughter of America.
It is absolutely manslaughter. Sure, and that's being kind. I think it's worse than that, but this is not going to go.
If you admit the problem, say this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We need some volunteers to do this stuff on a volunteer basis, okay? Older sailors or retired sailors. That's one thing. That's one level, okay? But what they're doing is unconscionable. It's unconscionable.
Of course it is.
And it's more than manslaughter. It's murder. It's murdering.
I agree. All right, Yoshi, thank you. It's the bottom of the hour.
All right.
Great update, as always. Talk to you soon. You be well. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, Dana, happy sailing there.
Yeah, take care. Hugs for you, Yoshi.
Yeah, take it easy.
Good night. Okay, there he goes. He's going to be tied up for the next couple, 3 weeks on business and traveling. So we've got Dana here, our other colleague, and we will be bringing you up to date, as always, every Monday. And the news just continues to get worse. But what's really bad about the news is the lies in it. They are so blatant and so bald-faced and so in your face, it makes me sick. I am ashamed to read these stories, to see adults with PhDs, scientists, institute heads, university employees, and professors lying. There's something big out there. We don't know what it is. And they can't guess. They can't even guess. Of course they know what it is. They, as I said, look, please, again, at the homepage at rents.com right now. Look at the major piece of art at the top of the page. We call it our splash art. Take a look at it and understand that this is a new piece. You can click right underneath it and go to the full story to read it. This was out about a week and a half ago, and I want you to look at the concentration of radiation in the Pacific Ocean. This is supposedly an unpublished government map. Obviously, it's not finished, but the part of it that is finished is gruesome, because right off Vancouver and Seattle, it is at the top of, it's pinned. It's at the top of the scale. Look at it and understand it. Go ahead, Dana. You've seen that map. That's as grim as it gets, just about.
That is frightening. And I was looking at that this afternoon, and it has one point of it. It's really hot stuff. And so think of it, I think, for people, the best way to look at this is, think of a 1,000-mile oil spill, and say it's a mile deep, and it's going along your coastline with the tidal zone, with the tide. Say the tide is going 2 or 3 nautical miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it'll do that and deposit that all over the entire coastline.
Yeah.
From one end of the country to another end of a country, and still have tons left over to maul all kinds of other countries and estuaries and reefs and that, yeah. It's so, like Yoshi was saying earlier about heart attacks, there was 2 high school students died at the once in Japan in the same school. There was 7 people died on one street. Now, most people, when they die on a street, they're not dying, of lung injuries or something like that, or diabetes in the sense.
They're not hit by cars.
But they go into a shock, and these people drop dead. On one shopping street in Fukushima Prefecture itself, the ambulances were going to the reactors about 10 times a day. A reporter had reported. But for heart attack-wise, cesium-137 immediately, Jeff, you know that, I guess, immediately attacks the heart. It's 11 becquerels for children. They start seeing damage. 50 becquerels a kilogram. And 11 becquerels a kilogram, respectively. 50 becquerels, you'll see irreversible heart damage. Hospitals in Fukushima were shown that 51% of the children originally were peeing cesium-137, and that's all they were checking for. But 40% of the visitors at another hospital showed internal exposure to radiation. I know I covered that many times over the last number of years. Mm-hmm. And it's just, when he's talking about heart attacks, and then there were studies done on 20,000. It was originally 14,000 in North America. And then babies, there were speculations on how many babies had heart attacks and strokes from Fukushima. And people's pets, cats and dogs.
That's something that we haven't mentioned often enough. They are also mammals. They are also dying. Many of the dog and cat foods have wild-caught salmon. Before the tuna industry was crushed, it would have tuna in there. All kinds of just stock fish in the ocean that use protein from fish. Well, they can't do that anymore. It's radioactive, and it's killing off the animals.
We're next.
We're next.
We're next.
Yeah, that's right.
We're up the top of the food chain. And so we're, like Jeff, you know, you always tell people we're bioaccumulating it heavily. 5,000 nuclear plant workers were internally radiated and 5-10,000 counts a minute. These are dead people walking. There's no cure for that.
5-10,000 CPM?
Right. That's a guesstimate with what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the full
yeah.
body scanners that Yoshi was talking about earlier and the children and 2,700 of them show completely yeah. no. And now, if you're in that environment, as you're looking at 1,000,000 becquerels a square meter, there's no way you're not ingesting it, right? There's no way you can't ingest it, can't walk through it. And so if it's in a square meter, then it's also in a cubic meter when you're, you know, that you're breathing. And so it's outrageous what they're doing to the Japanese people. They have rallied in the streets with hundreds of thousands repeatedly. Now the police will just bludgeon them. You see principals, you see hospitals telling concerned parents that they're foolish and that they got to suck it up for the country and stuff like that. Repeatedly headlines over. I got tons of headlines like that where they chastise parents and guardians. And, you know, teachers are quitting because it's unconscionable that the students are going to school every day in these extraordinary environments that are worse than Chernobyl before. In fact, you can move out of Japan to Chernobyl and be way better off. You know that, Jeff.
You got it.
Because Chernobyl is like a candle compared to Fukushima.
You got it.
Yeah. I mean, workers dying all the time down there that are doing the decontamination, then they take it and put it in a bag and bring it to an incinerator on another prefecture and toast it.
And put it up in the atmosphere.
Liberate back
Perfect.
Into the environment. Yeah.
Yeah, really smart. This issue of animals dying in such enormous numbers up and down the West Coast, and I think I have seen one or two speculative comments. Oh, there might be some link to Fukushima, but they don't know what it might be. These are scientists, and they all know. They know.
I was laughing earlier.
They know. And the EPA and Woods Hole, they're measuring constantly. They got like a picket fence set up all along the Pacific, off the coast of Oregon, Washington, California, up into the Gulf of Alaska. And they're measuring all the time. And aircraft are measuring in the air all the time. They know everything.
Yeah, we bought all that. We got all the equipment here. They're using it. They're just not telling us.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
No, you're 100% correct, and nobody bothers mentioning that. So I'm glad you brought it up.
I had a map.
That's truly the issue, isn't it?
And I ran a map. I think I put it up as a splash, but it looked like a fence. All the stations that they had put in the ocean. They're floating on small buoys or whatever. But absolutely collecting
Since
samples.
Since Fukushima, the scientists here in Canada are not allowed to do an interview without permission from Harper's office.
He's
so
a real tyrant, that guy.
And marched in the streets with tin pans and banging on the pans because he didn't understand why they were being choked and stemmed. And that's after Fukushima happened and right after it and still going on today, right? So they don't understand Fukushima, even internally, a lot of people. They just get the memo. And I've talked to these people, and they say, well, I heard it was benign, that it was innocuous, and that, it's been studied heavily and that they didn't see any harm in it.
Who said this? Just some folks
This is
a
government
to?
Employees have repeated to me. They came out with that party line, but that was the memo. And they seemed perplexed that I was studying that, and they seemed concerned, too. I mean, these are just little people in the offices around Canada. But every one of them, including Fisheries, RCMP, Coast Guard that approached me, became concerned, became alarmed. And like you say, you can't have a conversation about it without sounding like an alarmist, without sounding
People
you know,
don't want they don't want they don't want you around. They don't want to hear about that.
No, that's right.
No
Are
way.
You, I mean, what you're doing, you're on their front page, your center row, you're plugging it all the time. They can't be liking you very much.
No. I don't know what else to do. It's so frustrating. All I can do is ask you people, all of you, even in Europe, no more eating fish. You don't know where it comes from.
That's
truly,
right.
You don't. You got to just rule it out. And you see these one.
Atlantic or don't touch it. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. You know, you see these ads on the television. I've seen a little television, and they show lobsters and crab and fish for beautiful grilled fish. These basically they're chains of restaurants and they're tied to seafood, and they're just serving up death.
There's the clearing blocks for the Grim Reaper. Yeah, they know what they're doing. They know. I mean,
they
the
gotta
management
know.
Knows
they
what
gotta
doing.
Know, and they gotta say, well, it's just no. It's
at this stage, yeah.
Denial, and we've got to make our monthly nuts so we can pay our employees. And hold on a minute, we'll be right back with Dana As we continue with our weekly report on Fukushima for you, you can always find the latest at the top of the center column at Rents, or on the right-hand side, our permanent Fukushima catastrophe archive. It goes all the way back. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Okay, and we're back. Now listen to this here. Unpublished government map. This is what's on the homepage at Rents. Unpublished government map shows massive plume of Fukushima radioactive material just off the west coast of North America. Radiation levels quadrupled in recent months. 400%. Scientist says we are starting to see the penetration of cesium from offshore to the coast itself. That means the beaches. Okay, here's another one. Catastrophic event could release radioactive fallout over major U.S. metropolitan area. Well, they don't say which one, but it's obviously Seattle. Government issues emergency plan as fire burns near nuclear site. Oh, this is a St. Louis story, I beg your pardon. Report, the world is on the brink of nuclear disaster. If that trash fire hits that underground repository of 55-gallon drums that have been down there 60 years, just buried with topsoil and dirt, goodbye. Goodbye, St. Louis. It's that bad. It is unbelievable to me that a scientist could claim to be a scientist and approach this situation with such avowed ignorance. I don't know anything about it. We don't know anything about radiation. We're trying to figure this out. It could be a virus, a bacteria, could be domoic acid from algae blooms, could be global warming. But nobody says the R word. Dana, it's just getting to be kind of laughable. I mean, in a black, horrible way. It's not real, but it is.
Well, they've been saying bananas, potato chips, and water and sunshine for 70 years, and all of a sudden people, every time they say it in an article, they get pounded in the comment section.
True, absolutely.
And so they're losing their confidence, because it's a confidence game, right? They $5,000 suit and dirty underwear, they got the prestigious jobs. But yet, like you say, they sound ridiculous when they talk, you know?
They do.
And it's not only this, it's just that we are more educated now. The average person is more educated than any ruler, you know, pre-100 years ago was, and he was running countries. Anybody, in other words, anybody right now has the basic fundamentals of running a country. And so this is a major stepping stone in the human evolution. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Or anybody that's got some morals and some ethics, a little tiny bit of moral compass, could be elected to great responsibilities.
Right.
And where before it was more about a power structure, now it's about someone filling a job in interesting communities and that. But once again, the animals, and anybody's not really familiar, is we got all the herring are missing. The anchovies are missing.
The herring are gone. You heard Dana right. They are gone. They're not there.
Yeah, the shrimp are gone, the krill are gone, which is a basic food. These are all basic foods of the migratory mammals and animals and marine life itself. And, of course, massive whale die-offs were all krill eaters, and they're missing something we predicted a couple more than one time on your show, that this was the problem, was they're not reproducing the food, the web itself. So the 5,600 species typically that are indigenous Canadian coastline, there's 4 million species in the ocean altogether, but they're the indigenous one, 5,600 species. If they were to they say ice was coming along and scrubbed the coastline. Well, there's room there now for 4 million other species just to seed the coastline, because the ocean is the seed itself. A glass of water is a billion creatures and eggs and larvae and everything else. Mm-hmm. And so the coastline is not receding itself anywhere. And so how can it be doing it in any other Pacific Rim nation? And we always talk, of course, in context of North America, because we're North American. That's a huge area. We're not saying it's small, but it is. All Pacific Rim nations are going to suffer this. China is not very far away. Vietnam is not very far away. The Philippines is not very far away from
Japan. South Korea. Yeah.
And so they're suffering the same fates. Anybody in the Pacific, those rim nations in direct relationships, but it's going to spread to all the other oceans and the water tables, because we're all connected. Now, the animal die-offs, we've seen mass mortalities of walruses, big animals, because they're feeding in those tidal zones. They're eating the clams the same as the otters are. Mm-hmm. Also. And the otters, now all the kelp along the coastline was so disgusting, what was left of it, was so rotted, that was one of the things I had predicted. And that's why that was so eerie for me today to see about the otters. Normally the coastline was packed with them. Then they were wiped out and they were reintroduced. Mm-hmm. And the spot where they're reintroduced, they're still holding out. I was surprised. But everybody there was saying that they ate everything that was there, which is patently absurd. But the locals, they had complained about the otters, because there's around 16 of them hangs outside of this little Clackwood community in the middle of nowhere on the west coast of Vancouver Island that I'm talking about, that I several weeks or 2 months back, we have come down the coastline of Canada for the fifth expedition. And I had been in there, and this is what they were saying to me. They were like, you're a pest. And I never said nothing to them. I just let them talk. But I did say, well, that's kind of ridiculous. How could otters eat everything on the entire coastline? I said, you don't suppose that Fukushima might have something to do with it? You know what I'm saying, right? But that's what they
actually believe that.
My face was
they
that,
actually
the
believe
otters. Yeah, they seem to consider them a pest, but they also, that was a recognizing unreal. That there was nothing left there.
Yeah.
And they live in a really paradise, that little particular spot. But the whole coastline is missing all of its species. The birds are missing, the fauna, the flora of all the high tide zone species were missing. These are different species. And then you got all the algae, 600 algae, which is the very foundation of all the life, was missing, except for a couple of same algae throughout the whole coastline is all we found. Mm-hmm. And they were very sparse. And now they're starting to roll it out. It's looking like they're starting to slowly come out with it, because like you've been going through the headlines, putting them at your site. And if you go look through them for, say, 20 minutes, you'll see all those correlations of mass animal die-offs and bird die-offs and whale die-offs. And it's always the same thing where everybody's scratching their head, big melon scratcher. It's not a melon scratcher if you're honest, right? Is it, Jeff?
No, not a chance.
Sure.
It's just so obvious. It's not even open for discussion.
But you can't sell the land in the UK because of Chernobyl, but Chernobyl was nothing. Chernobyl was one-third the size, a 30% meltdown. Chernobyl stopped after 10 days.
Yeah.
But Chernobyl's 400 Hiroshima bombs. And so now I think, you know, once again, it's something that you're doing now is you're pushing the health side and these enriched small doses of natural.
The bio superfood, the algae, which you can find on my homepage. Look for the box. Just my name is on it. I take it every day. I have since this thing began. And I'm so grateful that it's available.
And that kind of stuff is what you need.
I have commercials running urging you to take it every day, just 3 capsules a day, little tiny capsules, little green capsules of algae. And it was proven to work at Fukushima, saved tens, hundreds of thousands of lives. No one will ever know for sure. But I've had the doctor on, Dr. Michael Kiriak, who literally created it, found out which algaes worked the best with radiation and gave the best nutrition to the body to build the immune system. It's all there.
We used to eat, on this planet, we used to eat 8,500 plants or so.
Oh, yeah.
We're basically eating 7, and these are GMO with all the potassium,
all the spraying, the pesticides, the herbicides, all the crap.
Right on top of that. Then it's got the formaldehyde and the glyphosates, and they stop you from uptaking nutrients, and there's toxins and dioxins. In a lot of countries, they are definitely 100% illegal because the studies down there weren't suppressed. And But here in North America, our shelves are full. And so the only way to protect anybody can hope to get an edge is to being really healthy, finding real food and you know, and like talking to water, structured water, was an experiment that was repeated over and over. You can take muddy water and turn it into structured water, which in structured water is just the way the molecules are lined up. But that's what your body's designed for. Your body's designed for a certain type of water through genetic superior selection. And right now everything has a chemical added to it and gone through a machine, which is electrically magnetized and everything else. And yeah. So the water changes the structure. But we've seen structured water reverse cancer in documentaries and that were done through major institutions and repeated a number of times. And this is what you drink in your home is like what Jeff is selling on his site and has talked about. And so many headlines you have put on your site, Jeff, of why something is good for you, like turmeric, 1600 peer review academic studies on it. And it's just a spice. But I mean, GMO.
Yeah. Turmeric is GMO. Great. Curcumin is even better. It's right. A refined form of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can eat a truckload of GMO and a spoonful of turmeric or whatever, like, you know, these natural enriched foods full of minerals and macro and micronutrients dwarf. Like I say, you would have to eat a truckload of GMO. You still couldn't get that same amount out of it that you could get out of a single spoonful or a few
drops.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yeah.
And they talk shocking. About Roundup and glyphosates and all the sprays. The average head of lettuce is sprayed 13, 14 times before it hits your salad bowl. You want to eat that? You want to feed that to your kids?
That's child abuse, eh? That's what I always say.
I concur.
Abuse. To give them GMO, give them
I mean, there's no excuse for being ignorant. You got to do the research. You're a parent. No, you have a responsibility to that child or children. It's your child that is on the line here, not
don't
the neighbors.
It. Right? You're going to do it yourself. Do it yourself. But don't do it to the child. Child doesn't know any better. So the parent is supposed
I know.
To.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dana, as always.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah,
send me anything you want me to post, please. We'll
I will.
Keep,
I will.
Keep pushing it.
Okay. Take care,
all
Jeff.
Right. See you
thanks
next week. Dana Durnford, one of the most heroic men I've ever known. Just remarkable. All those trips, 5 expeditions up and down the BC coast and all throughout the islands in heavy seas. Okay. We will be back tomorrow night on Tuesday. Have a good night. Take care, and we'll talk again.